Let's read together Revelation chapter 7. In this chapter, we have an interlude between the sixth and seventh seals of judgment. In this interlude, in John's vision, John hears of the 144,000 bondservants of God who are sealed on their foreheads, and he sees a great number of saved people from every nation and tribe and people and tongue standing before the throne. Let's begin by reading verses 1 through 8. After these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed. 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. Of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. Let's begin our study of this chapter with some background notes. In Revelation chapter 6, we had the opening of six of the sealed judgments. We said that these judgments all take place during the seven-year tribulation period of the future, which will follow the rapture of the church home to heaven. We learn in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, that this future period of 7 years will be divided into two three-and-a-half-year periods. The last three-and-a-half-year period of the 7 years we refer to as the Great Tribulation. Now comes a difficult question to answer. Where in the 7 year tribulation period do we put the sealed judgments and the other judgments of the book of Revelation? Now, the position that I'm presenting here is that the sealed judgments take place during the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. In this view, this time is the beginning of sorrows that the Lord refers to in Matthew chapter 24, verse 8. The fact that the seals on the scroll of God's judgment must first be opened so that the book itself can be opened would support the idea that this is the beginning of sorrows and the first part of the tribulation period. Furthermore, we see in the first three verses that the 144,000 Jewish evangelists are sealed for preservation before the great storm of judgment, which will harm the earth and sea and trees. So it must be early in the tribulation period. Well, so much for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points for Revelation chapter 7. Doctrinal point number one, there will be 144,000 Jewish evangelists during the tribulation period. There will be 144,000 Jewish evangelists during the tribulation period. The first point to be made about this group of 144,000 is that they are Jewish, 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, whether or not there will be exactly 12,000 from each tribe, or whether this number is symbolic, like a number of things in the book of Revelation, we can't say for sure. But there's no reason not to see it as a literal 12,000 Jewish evangelists from each tribe. Furthermore, how it will be determined what tribe these Jews are from, we can't tell at this time. Maybe DNA studies. On the other hand, maybe the Lord in some other way will indicate which tribe these Jewish evangelists are from. But the main point is that they are Jewish evangelists of the tribulation period. This 144,000 is not the church. We believe that the church is in heaven during the tribulation period. The 144,000 Jewish evangelists are here on this earth, and it is during the tribulation period. Now, where are these saved Jews going to come from, and what is going to be their message? We know from Romans chapter 11, which is also supported by many Old Testament prophecies, that in the future there is going to be a great spiritual revival in the nation of Israel. It may already have begun. The church has not replaced Israel. The church is not the new Israel. Israel is Israel. Romans 11 indicates that Israel has only been temporarily set aside during this present time of the church age. After the rapture, God will raise up a godly remnant of Jews. This is the all Israel that will be saved, according to Romans 11:26. Out of this godly remnant will come the 144,000 Jewish evangelists who will go worldwide before the Lord returns to this earth, and they will preach the gospel of the kingdom. That is the good news that Jesus is returning to set up his long-awaited kingdom on this earth. This global evangelism of the 144,000 is in view in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, where the Lord said, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." Matthew 24, 14. There will be 144,000 Jewish evangelists during the tribulation period. Doctrinal point number two, there will be many thousands of Gentile converts during the tribulation period. There will be many thousands of Gentile converts during the tribulation period. Verses 9 through 17. Let's read verses 9 through 14 at this point. "After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.' All the angels stood around the throne and the elders and the four living creatures and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.' Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, 'Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from?' And I said to him, 'Sir, you know.' So he said to me, 'These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.'" In these verses, we have a great multitude of saved Gentiles. Who are they? Is this the church? No, it can't be if we are consistent in our interpretation. We are told in verse 14 that these are those who come out of the great tribulation. Remember, the church does not go through the tribulation. These are the saved Gentiles of the tribulation period who are not martyred and enter the millennial kingdom of our Lord, which is set up on this earth after the tribulation period. Under the fifth seal in chapter 6, we saw the martyrs of the tribulation period. Here in chapter 7, we have those believers who will live through the tribulation period. There will be the 144,000 sealed Jewish evangelists, and there will be this great multitude of Gentile believers. These Gentiles are the individuals that our Lord refers to as sheep in Matthew chapter 25. We see there in Matthew 25, which is part of the Lord's Olivet Discourse of the future, we see there that their reward will be to enter Christ's earthly kingdom. We also see that the evidence of the faith of these sheep individuals is their kind treatment of the brethren of Christ. Look at verse 40 of Matthew chapter 25. "And the king will answer and say to them, 'Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me.'" We believe the brethren here are the 144,000 Jewish evangelists of the tribulation period. To show kindness to them during the tribulation period means risking your life and will certainly be evidence of true faith. It will be similar to the righteous Gentiles of World War II, who risked their lives to protect the Jews of Europe at that time. Notice the reward of this great multitude of Gentile converts in verse 15 of Revelation chapter 7. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. Now, is this an earthly scene or a heavenly scene? Christians differ on this detail. I believe it's an earthly scene because there is no night in heaven. Remember, John is in heaven here in the vision, and there is rejoicing in heaven, as we see here in verses 11 and 12. But it seems that John is seeing this great multitude of living Gentile believers who have come out of the great tribulation, serving the Lord on this earth, in our Lord's millennial kingdom and millennial temple. No longer will these faithful believers hunger or thirst or be without shelter as it was during the tribulation, but our Lord himself as the Lamb on the throne will provide for them. Verses 16 and 17. They shall neither hunger any more nor thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. These are the saved Gentiles of the tribulation period. There will be many thousands of Gentile converts during the tribulation period. What about practical application from Revelation chapter 7? Don't be too dogmatic about the details. When it comes to interpreting the details of John's vision in the book of Revelation, we need to be careful about being too dogmatic. Now, it's not wrong to be opinionated and hold a position on the details, but there certainly is room for discussion. For example, at the end of verse 15 here in chapter 7, it says that he who sits on the throne will dwell among them or spread his tabernacle over them. Now, I believe that this refers to a literal protective canopy that will be over Jerusalem during the millennial kingdom and is also predicted for this time in verses 5 and 6 of Isaiah chapter 4. I'm reading Isaiah 4, verses 5 and 6, which is about this future time of the kingdom on this earth. Then the Lord will create above every dwelling place of Mount Zion and above her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For over all the glory there will be a covering or canopy. And there will be a tabernacle for shade in the daytime from the heat, for a place of refuge, and for a shelter from storm and rain. Isaiah chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. So here's a detail of interpretation of Revelation 7 that I've taken a position on, but you may disagree. You might see Revelation 7:15 as taking place in heaven and not on this earth. Well, that's okay. We'll talk about it later when it's history. In the meantime, let's not be too dogmatic about the details.